Un espacio elegido por el gran hacedor para compartir ideas, pensamientos, poesía, diálogos, pero sobre todo para ayudarte a descubrir tu verdadero yo. Despierta. La tribu de Barak.
Hello, my friends. We are back. I hope you like the music. It's a kind of rap, and we have news. I just a couple of days, Tavo told me about we are getting broadcasting from Instagram, and now is our first program. I mean, at least mine in Turismo Radio channel in Instagram. So if you don't follow Instagram from Turismo Radio, please give him like, follow his this channel, and you can find and access this last program of La Tribu de Barak. Okay, we're back. Thank you all my friends that are connected. We have many friends, many people that follows. Some of them I know them very well, and I want to thank all the support that you are giving us around all this year. Thank you very much. And this program is made just to talk about the challenge, what kind of challenge we have in life. And in my personal opinion, the challenges is a great opportunity to improve ourselves, to make to see different angles of the same situation. Sometimes when in a difficulty comes to our life, we feel that we are not able to confront, to face it up. But at the end, when everything passes away, we turn around our head and see that we do our best, we do all of we can, and the things just happen. And life is strange. I mean, it's strange because what is the challenge? The challenge we can see from different point of view, but mostly the challenge is appear like impossible thing sometimes, and we are not feel like able to face it up. We feel like the challenge is bigger than us. But at the end, when we face it up, when we discover our things that we are even know that we have in ourselves, we can discover that we are bigger than we thought of we are. So for me, to have this first program, I invite some very good friend that is, I know he's speak a really good English. So I want to take another people to talking in English to be easier for me. But that friend, for any reason, I don't know the reason, at the end we can match the agenda. So I decide not finish this year without making this program in English. So for me, this is a big challenge. So I decide, if I'm going to talk about challenge, why do I not decide to make it in a difficult way? And for me, it's because it's not my first language. I mean, I'm not bilingual. I'm considered, I talk a medium level of English, but I'm not bilingual, I'm not bicultural. So for me, it's hard to express all my ideas like I do in Spanish. So that's why I decide to make it in English. So explaining that, I will ask you, I want to ask you something. How was this big challenge for you? We are finishing 2023, and I'm pretty sure that you, as I, me, or everybody, has a little different things. Maybe some good enough, and others that are not that are really good, or others are bad things. But the basically question that I do it for you is, how was it? How you face it up? When a year finishing, sometimes some people ask me, we trying to make a resume, analyze what was my performance of my life, what this big decision I make it, or why, what the decision I didn't take it, maybe for afraid, maybe for insecure or whatever. But at the end, sometimes it's hard to make a decision. And for me, I was starting like a month ago to stop this this program, like La Tribu de Barak, because this was born when I was changing my mind. First program, like when it was Luna Nueva, I talk. I used to talk about technology, marketing, sales, and sometimes something of life. But I get some changes in my mind, so I decide to make La Tribu de Barak, which means tribu is like a crew, you know, like a people watching this the life in some specific way. And Barak means bless in Hebrew. I don't know the word Hebrew, but I decided to put it the name because this bless is really specific kind of traduction, because it's not bless. It means that God's want you discover a really huge things inside of you, that you are a big human being, a big being. So when you discover, you are being blessed in that way. I want to transmit in this program, and we talk about many things, many psychological, many social things, many kind of social new happens. For example, now we are talking about how the way that affect the AI to our lives. We talk sometimes about the difficulty from relationship between parents and son, children and adults, between partners, marriage, how the difficulty is when we have some problem that we can face it up. And we talk about many specific things about how the human being will be better person, better human being, better professional. But starting from inside, we talk sometimes about spiritual things. I really think that I don't want to be mean or disclaim the religion. I'm okay with religion. I mean, there is some part that we don't really like about religion, when it's just based taking you like you don't have to think, just to make to be in that religion. Many religions are like that. Actually, it's part of the essence of religion, because we are acting like with faith. Without faith, couldn't be a religion. But there is another part, a nice part for me, I mean, this is my opinion, that it contains a lot of our bad feelings that we are for everybody, for us, for life, because inside of us, there is two parts, the good way and not really good way, the terrible way, because we have many phobias, many deception. So there is inside of us live as good as bad in the same way. So for that reason, we decide to talk about the spirituality, because could it be inside of a religion, or could be outside of a religion, like Buddhism. Buddhism is a philosophy, it's not a religion, and they don't decline the existence of God. They just say that you don't must need a God to be a really good person, because the balance, all that we have inside, you can we can fill it up, we can put it outside, just with a meditation, with a seeing that we are not able to change the life of others, we can change ourselves. So that's a main thing that that I think that could be better, making working us better in society, into our family, because the specific the big example of our society and how we work with society is into the family, because the family is the closest people. They know us very well, and it's kind of funny because they know us better than other people. But even though we are more aggressive, direct, and maybe not empathic with our family, because we feel that they must to resist. So we are not really political with them. We are political with strangers, but with our family, we are direct. We are so aggressive. So it's funny. I mean, it's not fair, but it's funny. But it is what it is. Even though that we don't like it, sometimes when we reflect that how was our the fight with my kid or with my wife or with a really close friend, but at the end we can show us as we are, with the good things and with the bad things, with the exceptional things that we are like a human beings and the terrible things that we are in like a human beings. So, now we are facing this finish of episode of La Tribu de Barak. We are planning to have a new program focused in psychological, from internal evolution, more specific about the therapy, and I will let you know the new changes, but first of all, I want to thank you all the good things about we discuss. We have here many, many friends talking with me, like Olympia, Rafa Romero, great discussions with Gerardo Karim and Davo. That was was born for to another podcast called Pensamiento Crítico. If you didn't see our podcast or listen our podcast Pensamiento Crítico, I recommend to do it, because in that podcast we talk about political, we talk about all the situation that we are live, like in Mexico or like in the world. Now it's for next year coming the election in Estados Unidos, in North America, and here in Mexico we have elections in 23. We had Argentina has election, and now we have a different kind of politics. Let's see what happened in Argentina. So when I remember how was the 23 in La Tribu de Barak, I can say I have a great experience, great talks with great friends. And when I do by myself, it's okay. I like it, but sometimes I enjoy a great discussion. And when I'm saying discussion, it's a great talk, because we are not fighting. We just put it our opinion in place, and that'll be all. That's the thing that I'm thinking it's losing in our society, because now we are in the two different extreme ways. So if you are with me, you are with me, or you are against me. And it's not always like that, because I can be your friend, I can be friend of someone and have my own opinion. Maybe we can share, but it's my opinion. I mean, the great talk is when we put it our opinion in place. And after a great talk, a great discussion, maybe we can move of that opinion, maybe a little bit, or maybe we change that opinion because the arguments from the other guy was really convincing for me. And that's evolution. That is great in like a person, like a mental, change my mentality. Because if I think that the way that I think is the correct way, I'm done. I'm not growing. I'm getting shortly, and it's not really a good thing. That's my opinion. So I want to make a stop because I'm getting tired. Speaking English is tired than speaking in Spanish. Maybe because I have to think a little bit to talk and to structure the paragraph that I need to say. So let's make a stop with we are going to the second song is a Guaro remix, which is a song that is this year, I think this year, yeah, this year at the beginning of this year, I traveled with my wife to Colombia, so it was like a great song. We listen it from anywhere, so we want to share with you the Guaro remix. So Tabo, let it flow, and we be back.
Un espacio elegido por el gran hacedor
para compartir ideas, pensamientos, poesía, diálogos,
pero sobre todo para ayudarte a descubrir tu verdadero yo. Despierta. La tribu de Barak. Te esperamos la próxima semana.